they deserve the best. We expect our children to be international students, to be global students, to travel and see the world. Yes. Right. And we expect for New York State to give us the money that we need to get them to that end. They are outstanding, intelligent, capable people, and they must be funded.
Don Hale is a retired Buffalo Public School teacher. He was among the parents, teachers, and representatives from the Alliance for Quality Education, Push Buffalo, and Citizen Action that gathered at Buffalo Public School number 53 yesterday to call on New York State to comply with the Campaign for Fiscal Equality. Hill says the lack of funding is causing a decrease in staff support and overpacked classrooms, making it difficult for children to learn. According to data released by the AQE, the New York State Education Department owes schools in Erie and Niagara counties more than $353 million. Senator Tim Kennedy says students have been shortchanged.
The message is clear that New York State underfunding education needs to end. For the past several years, our schools have been saddled with what some Albany insiders dubbed the gap elimination adjustment. It's a fancy name for a bad idea. Mm-hmm. What it does is it balances the state budget by siphoning off funds from public education from our children's schools. It's unacceptable, and this has to be stopped.
Kennedy says he believes the additional funds would help make children across Western New York more college and career ready. Advocates are urging the use of the hashtag #WeCan'tWait. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.